The markets dove south after a report said the Trump Z meeting may be put off until December. It's the Business News headlines for Wednesday, the 6th day of November. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Seems we've got a problem with productivity. Bank of America ups their minimum wage. Hey, by the way, you're spending way too much on your car. HP and Xerox could be a merger. A grocery store story and Brad Anderson on what his organization is doing to drive down the high cost of prescription drugs. And it seems like 360,000 people agree. But the business news headlines are next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the business news headlines. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, Wall Street hovered just above and just below the flat line until earlier this morning when a report surfaced that indicated the Trump-Z meeting on trade will be put off until December. The tariff war continues to plague the economy and investors are worried. You can check our Twitter page at IOB_NewsHour for regular updates on what's happening on Wall Street. Well, for the first time since 2015, American workers produced less as productivity took a nosedive. Today, the Labor Department said that productivity, now it's a measure of economic output for each hour worked, fell by 0.3% in the third quarter. The drop comes after two quarters of some healthy gains. Still, productivity has increased just 1.4% in the past year. It's about two-thirds of its long-run average. Weak productivity growth has been a hallmark of the current economic expansion now in its 11th year, and it's a key reason the overall economy has expanded more slowly than in previous expansions. So why is productivity such an important and closely watched metric? Because it's a key ingredient in raising living standards. It enables companies to lift worker pay without raising prices on customers, or that at least is the theory. Now, if you remember, the Trump administration promoted its 2017 corporate tax cut as a policy that would raise productivity by encouraging businesses to invest in more computers, machinery, and other equipment. And productivity did pick up in the first half of this year after growing modestly last year. But now it seems to be that it's dropping back to its slow growth that has occurred since the Great Recession ended. And by the way, there is one more thing to be added to this. Inflation-adjusted wages, they are now at an average of $316 a week. Maybe workers are just tired. Hey, as long as we're talking about wages, this might be interesting to you. Bank of America announced today they're raising their minimum wage to $20 an hour. Bank of America is the nation's second biggest bank by assets, and they had planned to boost its base U.S. hourly rate for their 22,000 workers from $17 to $20 an hour by 2021. But the company said this week it's decided to increase its baseline pay a year earlier. The promise of more pay comes as banks jockey to fill teller and other positions in their branches amid an increasingly competitive labor market. And just to keep it in perspective, Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan's 2018 compensation, well, that was 247 times more than the total pay of the bank's median employee. Moynihan, CEO since 2010, received total compensation of $22.8 million last year, which includes stock awards and health insurance benefits. There's an interesting theory out there from author and financial blogger Sam Doggan that Americans are hurting themselves when it comes to buying a car. And it's his assessment that overpaying for a vehicle is what can cause true financial hardship. He's come up with the 1/10th rule, meaning that you should never spend more than a tenth of your income on your vehicle. Why? Because the upfront cost of a car isn't going to be the only thing you're going to be paying for, and cutting down your base price budget is the most effective way to save money. Here's what he writes. If you make the median per capita income of about $42,000 a year, you should limit your budget to $4,200 for a new vehicle, or actually a used vehicle. Now, if you make the median household income of about $62,000 a year, don't spend more than $6,200 on a car. Now, according to a 2019 report from Experian, which tracks millions of auto loans each month, the average amount borrowed to buy a new vehicle hit a record of $32,000 this year. The average used vehicle loan also hit a record of $20,000. Now, that is far more than what most American households can afford. Experian also found that 20% of borrowers are taking out loans of $50,000 or more. Wow. That means median income earners who are buying median-priced cars are essentially spending almost 80% of their gross salary. Worst of all, after they pay a 20% effective tax rate on their annual gross income, they're going to be spending almost 100% of their net income on the car. Ouch. You know, one time, Hewlett-Packard, or HP, and Xerox were the giants in the world of business. That's clearly not the case today, as they are falling stars. But now those two companies might just become one. People familiar with the matter said Xerox is considering making a cash and stock offer for HP, which has a market value of about $27 billion, and the Xerox board discussed the possibility as late as yesterday. Now, there's no guarantee Xerox will follow through with an offer or that one would even succeed. HP, which installed a new chief executive just last week, is more than three times the size of Xerox, and any bid would be at a premium to its current stock price. Xerox shares are up 84% so far this year after the company launched a cost-cutting program, reported better-than-expected third-quarter earnings last week, and raised its 2019 outlook. HP shares, meanwhile, well, those are down 10% so far this year. It's also slated to report its fiscal fourth-quarter earnings on November 26th. Kroger is a huge grocery store chain. I mean, big, all over the United States. And they're getting a new look with a fresh logo and a universal slogan that it plans to use across all of its brands. The grocery chain, which also owns Ralph's, Fry's, Harris Teeter, Fred Meyer, and more than a dozen other banners that sell food and home goods, announced today its new tagline is "Fresh for Everyone." Previously, the companies didn't have one. Kroger says it will launch a mass media campaign, including in stores, on TV, radio, social media, podcasts, and billboards, using its new branding. It also says to celebrate the launch, it's going to offer shoppers free grocery pickup through January 1st. Normally, there's a charge of $4.95. And then there is this gem from the sporting world. Just today, the Des Moines, Iowa Convention and Visitors Bureau announced that the city will host the 2021 U.S. Youth Soccer National President's Cup. The event is projected to bring in $2.1 million worth of economic impact to the greater Des Moines area. Coming up next, we'll visit about the high cost of prescription drugs and what a 360,000-member organization in Iowa is set to do about it. Brad Anderson is coming up next here on the Business News Hour.